U.S. intelligence agencies could have done more to prevent the September 11th attacks, according to congressional investigators. Their preliminary report says that U.S. intelligence leaders talked about the threat from al-Qaeda, but didn't always act. Investigators say intelligence agencies failed to devote enough resources to tracking al-Qaeda and missed many clues, NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Investigators laid out their conclusions at a public hearing where they found a willing audience in congressmen and senators, including Richard Shelby of Alabama.
We now know that our inability to detect and prevent the September 11th attacks was an intelligence failure of unprecedented magnitude.
In a chilly room on Capitol Hill, families of the victims filled the front row seats. Two offered public testimony. Kristen Breitweiser says she last heard from her husband when he phoned her from the World Trade Center minutes before his death. Stephen Push's wife was on board the plane that struck the Pentagon.
I hope that Kristen and I can do justice to their sacrifice and contribute in some small way to preventing other families from experiencing the immeasurable pain that accompanies such tragic loss.
During an extended investigation, the CIA refused to turn over information showing exactly what President Bush may have known about the threat. The CIA also refused to allow public disclosure of information about a key terror suspect. But investigators did see hundreds of thousands of pages of classified documents. They interviewed hundreds of witnesses. Some of those witnesses will eventually testify in public and offer the intelligence agency's side of this. Chief Investigator Eleanor Hill found no evidence that U.S. intelligence officials knew exactly when or where the attack would take place. But investigators say they found a great deal of information that the U.S. could have put to better use. By the spring of 2001, substantial information suggested that the al-Qaeda network might strike inside the United States, but CIA and FBI officials were expecting an attack overseas. Still more information suggested that terrorists might use airplanes as weapons. That finding contradicts the statements of top officials in President Bush's administration. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice spoke to reporters last May.
I don't think anybody could have predicted that they would try to use an airplane as a missile, a hijacked airplane as a missile. All of this reporting about hijacking was about traditional hijacking.
Chief Investigator Eleanor Hill listed a dozen intelligence reports in which various sources said that terrorists were considering such a plan. Hill described an especially chilling report in August of 1998.
The intelligence community obtained information that a group of unidentified Arabs planned to fly an explosive-laden plane from a foreign country into the World Trade Center.
For several reasons, aviation officials dismissed that plan as highly unlikely. Chief Investigator Hill acknowledges that many of the reports were vague, and many predicted attacks that never happened. And when pressed by Congressman Ray LaHood of Illinois, she said it was impossible to answer the most obvious question.
Could we have prevented 9/11?
I would say...
I mean, that's the criticism all over this town and all over the country and all over the world. Could it have been prevented?
I can't say guarantee that it could have been prevented. There could have been some things done that there's possible that they might have been able to uncover some of this plot if they had had the information on individuals and they had followed them and they had surveilled them and the individuals had talked about something and they might have picked it up. I mean, all of those are ifs. It's one if after another. You're never going to know that.
But the chief congressional investigator says she does believe that U.S. intelligence agencies could have tried a lot harder than they did. In December 1998, CIA Director George Tenet issued an informal declaration of war against the al-Qaeda network, yet the agency assigned only a handful of employees to analyze the plans of the terror group. Most FBI agents never even heard about that declaration of war. And on September 11, 2001, of the FBI's 11,000 agents, exactly one was analyzing the threat from al-Qaeda. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.